All right, it's August 6th, 2016, Saturday. It's about 1:45 or so p.m. coming down from the summit of Mount Williamson. It's about 11 miles and 3,200 feet of elevation gain. I take my time. I do it in 6 hours to 7 hours. And just lying down if I need to, want to, resting whenever I feel like it. But it's basically, you know, a straight shot, and then you just you do a repeat of it. So it's 5.5 miles round trip for the first leg, and then you do it again. So that's what I drive all the way up here for. But you can hear the wind. It's unusually windy right now. But I'm not really happy with the flow here. You know, I've been comparing how I felt there in Washington, D.C., walking along the Potomac River, along the canal, the CNO Canal, 5 or 6 hours a day, which is largely a, you know, it's just a flat, you know, a flat walk following a meandering river. You know, it's, you know, just, you could probably measure, you know, in terms of elevation gain, you know, a couple dozen feet every hour or so, not much. Every mile or two, who knows, but it's just really flat compared to this stuff. But what I feel, though, is that a number of things. One is that the regularity and the duration and the fact that I could walk, you know, with very little thought given to my foot placement, with a very comfortable, regular stride, I could walk the whole time, not having to dance around drops or you know, a step around rocks, you know, walk along shrubs, right up against shrubs like this one here. It was that trail led to, or the Potomac, the CNO Canal allowed me to just meditate, to open up, to veg. Yes, there was total wireless connect, you know, blanketing of that area, and I began to feel some pain. Maybe the fourth, I did it to see 1, 2, 3. Not 1, 2, 3 days. So by the third day that I did it, I was feeling some pain in my thymus gland, and I imagine that over a period of a couple of weeks, I would determine that the hike was hostile spiritually, electromagnetically, and I would have to abandon it. But I'm speaking just to the terrain itself and the quality of you know, the path. This is this trail here along the Pacific Crest Trail. With the steep grades, is strewn with decomposed granite. And I was excited to be up here at first just because it certainly is aerobically challenging relative to the flat road I do in Joshua Tree National Park. And certainly the placement of my feet, wear and tear in my joints is better than the off-road, non-trail route that I established for the Cottonwood Summit, which is about 1,000 feet above the Pinkham Canyon Road that I began at in Joshua Tree. So it is better. But I noticed that after some of those days of walking along the canal, it was good for my joints. Yeah. Long walks. Being careful with how I walk. Being careful with how I go up and down stairs. Or there were a few steep sections, but those were the access points to the canal or the hill leading to Mohican Hills, where my uncle lives in Bethesda. And on those, I just reduced the length of my stride and shuffled a little bit more so that I was not overextending any of my joints or twisting anything. And in fact, these steep stairs I went down backwards. Because the way that people normally go down stairs, one, alternating steps, is you have to kind of lean over, your body weight kind of comes over the knee that is holding all your weight, and then you drop. And it's a little bit jarring. It is jarring. And if you go backwards, your center of gravity does not have to go over your knee. You remain more of a hunched, leaning over position where your center of gravity is behind your knee, and your knee is more flexed. So, all that being said, I would prefer, there's some other trails. There's a Devil's Punch Bowl that I do, which is, if it were cooler, it would be, probably better than this. And there's also the Alamone Truck Trail, which is a forest access road. And you get, I've measured it out, I forget how many feet of elevation gain, it might be 1,600 feet overall in a 10-mile walk. And that's very, that only takes 4 hours. And I was thinking of adding another leg to it, depending on how the stream, if I can't really cross the stream readily at the bottom, because it does continue past that stream coming up to meet the Highway 2 and some other natural features. But I think I'd rather have a wider trail, less rock strewn, where it wasn't so difficult to place my feet, and that was easier on my joints. Yeah, this trail is it's hard on your joints. And lastly, I just cannot wait for till I live somewhere where I can hike every day, take a long walk without undue EMF exposure. Because I was feeling yesterday, hold on. All right, I had a little break there for a can of sardines. I get the type that is still, I think the skin's on there, the spine or the cartilage of the spine is in there as well. I forget the name of the brand, but it has a gram of calcium in each serving that is not present in the more heavily processed sardines that are typically sold. In fact, this is the only brand that has all these extra goodies in there. What was I saying? Thank you. yesterday, toxicity. Yeah, it was definitely, you know, toxic for me to have to sit at my desk and attend to my computer. But I won't be able to share my knowledge with others if I don't do it. So, you know, there's a trade-off there. And again, as I've mentioned, the only way to really have it balanced, have it be balanced, is to exercise daily in a sufficient quantity to counteract the hardening and the stiffening and the calcification and the clogging and all this other stuff that is associated with extended seated behavior.
It's hard not to, most people today have to spend a few hours a day sitting down at a desk working on a computer.
I suppose you could stand and do the same thing, but still, it's a lack of motion, it's concentration of energy in your head. It's better than sitting, and you could sit on a therapy ball or a physio ball, these different large balls that you can kind of roll around on a bit under your rear end, which causes your trunk to adapt, to move, to shift in relation to the angle that your body is at on the ball in order to maintain a stable head position as you're looking at a screen. But even the screen and the plate, the way your arms stretch out to the keyboard, it's not great for you. But I didn't really have much of a problem with this until I was not able to exercise regularly.
The loosening and the lightening in my solar plexus that I felt emerge just in the last day or two of my trip to the East Coast. And this was because this Monday I did a good 10-mile walk around Washington, D.C. with my brother. And then the next day I did a 12 or even a 14-miler along the Siena Canal. It was 90 degrees and humid, but those 2 days, it just, I think it was the rhythmic motion of my arms and legs, my meditative state, in that I didn't have to consider my foot placement much at all, the sweating, could even have been the well water, this Poland water and some bubbly sparkling waters that I had purchased that I drank almost exclusively on the trip. That all helped. But it also helped that I was going to bed at, let's say, 10 o'clock. And not 11 or 12, as I do when I'm at home on a night that I don't have school the next night, or even sometimes when I do have school the next day. So I was going to bed earlier, and then from 10 until 4 or so, I was walking. So I ate dinner at a more decent time, and I went to bed earlier. That's all good for you. As opposed to something like this, or when I do my walk after school in Joshua Tree, I'm getting home at 9:30. even 10 o'clock. And then I'm eating some. And I'm not really resting or going to bed until 11 or 12, typically. And that's not good. I don't like that. And then the additional matter, especially right now at my mother's place, because I have the best internet, you know, the quickest connection I have in my Vudu, my movie, my online movie collection is over 1,000 movies and maybe, 200 TV episodes of, hell, I don't know, 6 seasons of Game of Thrones, and now I bought all the seasons of this sci-fi show Continuum, and a bunch of others, including, you know, BBC documentaries on nature, Africa. Astronomy stuff, all those, hold on. All those, all that stimulation, all that media is fine, you know, it has its place. But I don't think you should be watching more than an hour a day of anything. Maybe an hour and a half at most of radio. Because radio causes your mind to create images. It is more engaging. And plus, and you can lie down and listen to radio. It's supposed to do almost as, listening to radio is almost like reading. In the sense that it's an interactive, active, engaging, cultural, informational interaction. Whereas when you watch TV, it's been said that your brain waves, you're at a lower frequency, a lower vibration than even in dreamless sleep. You know, it's a coma-inducing activity, passively watching TV. And that's why, you know, for many, many years, actually only up until the last 4 or 5 years, as I've kind of succumbed to entropy and decay and old age, you know, aging, etc. I would wriggle and scream and engage and just be so reactive in my witnessing of moving images, because it captures an objectification of spirit or of energy. It's really too intense to imbibe, but you can do it. But if you really want to not be overwhelmed on it and maintain your, you know, your dignity, your personhood, your soul, then you keep it to small doses and you process it. You have to do the processing of it. Don't let all the assumptions and the biases and the agendas that are embedded in the moving images, in the movie, in the video, you know, don't let that just dictate to you what you believe about it, how you feel about it, what you remember about it. I remember lying down on a mat with with this little TV setup, to watch movies on the floor in my living room, with a notepad. Yeah, I would. Gosh, I think I've got. I might have watched the Titanic and written 4 pages of notes on it by the time it ended. You know, interactions, observations that I felt needed to be commented upon. And that was a way of my owning the experience and not being passive in that. You know, radio I don't feel quite so defensive about, although I certainly have my radio excerpts that I want to transcribe. I mean, like this. This is, you're listening to me talk, but I also, I've listened to Dane Wigington and Alex Jones and some other people that, I believe are, whose words either deserve to be heard on my site, reposted by me, or transcribed by me. So it's not like I don't have an intellectual response to audio media. I certainly do. But I do know that I have, when you listen to a radio, an interview or a monologue or, something that's just audio, your brain, if you have, it should be creating a lot of images for you about what you're listening to. You're creating the scenes. It should not just be a blank in your head. So, my sitting yesterday for 4 hours, 5 hours, combined with no exercise, combined with watching TV from 7 until 11 p.m., something like that, or maybe it was 8 o'clock to 11, let's say 3 hours, it caused a regression in the integration of my body, mind, and the loosening in the enlivening of my solar plexus. It just did not work for me. I can only imagine how it would be a day at work near that cellular tower that comes up in the next week or two. I got to be back at work. Just bear that in mind, that you need to balance or offset your sedentary behaviors with active movement. It just has to be. And, sustained rhythmic movement is the best for entering a meditative state that integrates all aspects of your being. And getting some good cardiovascular in there is very good. And then, is recommended. And then lastly, be careful about the prepared foods that you eat. I was eating pretty well in Washington, D.C. As I mentioned, I didn't have a whole lot of cheese or a whole lot of wheat. No, very little dairy, very little wheat. a lot more vegetables and complex carbohydrates. And that helped. In fact, I weighed 217.5, both Thursday night and Friday morning. Although I'm, given how much I ate yesterday, and I did eat a lot, I probably gained a pound almost. But the 217.5 is 11 pounds less than where I was 4 or 5 weeks ago. That's great, but I need to lose another 20 before I can say that my joints and everything else in my body mind is got a good shot at being healthy. In 1994, I had a descending Kundalini event. I was attempting to ground my consciousness in my heart and or in my body. It was quite amazing, quite intense. I staved it off because I had a knee injury the night before, and I just didn't want to take a chance of going mad. But I also, one side effect of this movement of energy was a loosening of my bowels, and that basically everything in my geometry was released for the most part. And I weighed, I think, 178, maybe 177. That was the low point. Yeah, that was the lowest I'd gotten to. Wow. I think I'd been like 201 or something at my high point in college, 202, but in general, I think I was in the low, I was in the mid 190s for quite some time. But 178 would be kind of like a high school, I'd call that my high school weight. So I wouldn't mind going, getting closer to that. Yeah, so yesterday I ate a fair amount, but here's what I want to comment on. I had a lot of cotton mouth last night, and not sure what it was from. And you need to be careful about the preservatives in the foods that you eat. I've had prepared frozen meals from Amy's, an organic company, that have been horrifyingly laden with something that doesn't need to be disclosed on the label. I think it's EDTA. There might be some others. I've heard there are loopholes where you don't need to say what it is. And there's also some frozen ice cream products that have left me with parched mouth for half a day just because of the preservatives in it. Similarly, canned products, but canned products tend to not be so full of preservatives as are frozen. It's best to prepare stuff fresh. But I had that last night. I also had a tuna fish sandwich and some guacamole prepared from a local market. So I don't know what was going on. Could have been the ice cream I had last night, or a can of soup, or or something else. But I'm going to avoid some of those items today because I don't like waking up at 3 a.m. with cotton mouth due to my body's trying to discharge the shit that I fed it. I didn't have any reactions like that during my vacation because the quality of food I had was better. And that's about it. I'm not looking forward to going back up this thing today. Over and out.